This is KNKX News. When coronavirus shuttered venues, Seattle artists started coming up with new ways to continue performing. KNKX's Rebecca Way tells us about how a musician turned to his background in programming to keep live music alive.
Local saxophonist Gordon Brown can trace his love for music back to grade school.
And that's just never stopped, even when I became, you know, a member of the tech industry. There'd be many days where I'd bring my saxophones to the office because I would have a gig right afterwards and just go straight to the gig and not get home till like 2:30 or 3.
Keep it down for the Barry!
Brown is now a full-time musician and a member of the local funk band, The True Loves. When the pandemic struck and he started losing gigs, he began looking for a solution. He knew others in the music community were also facing hardship.
You hear stories about people who have had, you know, have all these gigs like lined up for the entire year, and they just vanished. All this expected future income is gone, and I know a lot of people are pretty frightened right now.
Using his past programming experience, he founded a website called liveconcertsstream.com that has both a video feed and a donation form. Although streaming can't replace seeing live music, just having the opportunity to perform provides a needed outlet for artists.
When you take that away from artists, it's really hard. So there's that aspect of just, you know, feeling like you're an artist again when you're performing.
Brown says he hasn't been playing saxophone as much lately, with no gigs on the books and all his attention on the website. But he says the work has been a welcome distraction. His next plan with the site is to add more interactive elements to bring the audience and performers closer together. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.